Paul, P-A-U-L, Hill, H-I-L-L, 12:30:46. Today is 10-3. 78-year-old gentleman from Brookshire, Texas, construction worker, widowed, has one child who passed away, now has four grandkids, lives in an apartment provided by the VA, period. He smokes, but has basically quit smoking at this time, doesn't drink alcohol, period. He suffers from multiple myeloma, DJD, chronic pain related to both multiple myeloma and his DJD. He sees a specialist at this time who's treating him for his active multiple myeloma. Family history: mom died of heart disease, dad died of heart disease. Cerebral system: he's wheelchair bound, he's weak, he's obese, he has swelling in the lower extremity, he's short of breath with activity, has had no nausea, vomiting, his weight has been stable, allergy, non medications, Lipitor 80 milligram, Flexeril 10 milligram, Tesla 100 milligram, Fenofibrate 180 milligram, Proscar 5 milligram, REVLIMID 15 milligram, Tylenol, potassium, and Prilosec. Exam, we find Mr. Hill to be alert, awake, giving me excellent history. 130 over 80 pulse. Vital signs not available at this time. Patient was, this was conducted via telemedicine, period. Patient care was discussed with Dr. Rahimi, R-A-H-I-M-I, whose patient's oncologist, who had no idea patient was looking for hospice or palliative care. He's had great response to the treatment, and she does not recommend hospice care or palliative care at this time because he's under active treatment and would like to continue with that treatment at this time because he's had excellent response in the past. Thank you. Provider services and other help must come from the VA. Thank you.